Do you glorify God in your body? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. According to the Centers for Disease Control, one in five people in the United States have an STI. That's a sexually transmitted infection. STIs cost the American healthcare system $16 billion. HIV accounts for most of that. And these numbers don't include lost productivity, other non-medical expenses, and STI prevention. But we know the Bible provides a perfect prevention plan, abstinence before marriage. It prevents harm to one's body, soul, and mind. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians to flee from sexual immorality, for the sexually immoral person sins against their own body. The body is meant for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Giving in to sexual temptation reveals that sex is more important than God and the desire to obey Him. Paul also wrote the Romans saying, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We have an enemy who only seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can corrupt your mind, he can corrupt your behavior. It's imperative that you saturate your mind with truth to protect yourself from lies. We're all influenced by others, whether in person or on our screens. Jesus came that we might have life abundantly. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. And if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, can I ask you to support us? If you already do, thank you for your generosity. You can begin giving today at crown.org. That's crown.org.